Hello, how are you today? I'm going to read Detective Doug. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Detective Doug. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Doug. He lived in an apartment in the big city with his mum, his dad, his big brother, his little sister, his grandma, and their dog Rex. One morning, Doug's mum and dad left to go on a cruise. "We'll be back tomorrow night," said Doug's mum. "Be good for your grandma," said Doug's dad. The next day, when Doug came home from school, he noticed something was different. His dad's old football trophy was missing from the glass case in the living room. It was his dad's favourite item. It was never missing before. His dad would be so sad. "Who took Dad's trophy?" thought Doug. It was a real mystery. Doug wanted to solve the mystery and find the trophy. He put on his detective hat and started looking for clues around the house. First, he looked in his big brother's room. He didn't see Dad's trophy, but on the desk he found a paintbrush with some blue paint on it. Maybe it was a clue. Did his big brother use Dad's trophy as a paint cup? He wasn't sure, so he decided to keep looking for more clues. Next, he looked in his grandma's room. In the trash can, there was an empty juice bottle. It was another clue. Did Grandma use Dad's trophy to drink her juice? Maybe, thought Doug, but I better keep looking. Next, he looked in his little sister's room. He didn't see Dad's trophy anywhere, but he found another clue. A princess dress. Did his little sister wear Dad's trophy on her head, like a crown to play princess? Maybe, but Doug knew he needed to keep looking. He went back to the living room to look for the trophy again. There was a statue of a lion. Was it a clue? Maybe the lion came to life and ate Dad's trophy for a snack. Doug stared at the lion's eyes, but they didn't move. "No," thought Doug, "this is not a clue." Doug had looked all over the house and found many clues, but he still wasn't any closer to finding Dad's trophy. None of his ideas seemed to be true. He started to think he would never solve the mystery. "Where on earth is that trophy?" cried Doug. Just then, the front door opened. Doug's mum and dad were back from their cruise. "Dad!" cried Doug. "Your trophy is missing." "I tried my best, but I couldn't find it. It's too big a mystery." Doug's dad smiled. "Maybe we can solve this mystery together," he said. Doug and his dad went to the living room. A little brown tail was wagging from under the sofa. It was a clue. "Rex!" called Doug. Rex came out from under the sofa, and there was Dad's trophy in his mouth. "Detective Doug, you solved it," said Doug's dad. The end.